Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And on occasion, I'll be joined by Nick Hansen, Doug Simcock, and Eric Thompson. On this podcast, we want to talk about how to create great work-life balance and epic customer service in the real estate industry. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask a Windermere Coach. My name is Michael Fanning, and I'm your host of Ask a Windermere Coach. And this is our podcast where we tackle some of your toughest real estate questions, and we like to provide you with detailed answers and proven solutions to some of your biggest challenges. And today, I want to talk about opportunity, and I want to talk about missed opportunity. You know, one of the challenges we see in our industry is that we have an industry in real estate where you have an unlimited potential of income earnings. Yet when we look at the stats and we look at the numbers each year, it's amazing how many agents are in this business yet are making incomes that are below poverty levels. And we always talk about this, you know, when you're interested in something, you'll do what's convenient. And when you're committed, you'll do whatever it takes. And this is one of the biggest purchases, let's say, that a buyer will go through in their life, or one of the biggest sales a seller will go through in their life. And they deserve and they should get phenomenal representation. But unfortunately, we have an industry where 75% of our industry is doing something other than real estate as their primary source of income. And the reality of it is they can take as many classes as they want. They can do all the different things they want to do. They can go to seminars. They can learn how to get involved in real estate, get the real estate license, and have a kind of pseudo process. But until they really get real with themselves and really understand that, you know, they need to commit to this as a career and they need to do this full time and they need to provide a high level of service to their clients, they're going to continually struggle. And I say this because we teach a course and through Windermere called the Ninja Installation. It's a 4-day intense course. And on the first day of that course, what we really do is we deal with mindset. We deal with who are you? And recently I was listening to a podcast, which I will share in the show notes, with Impact Theory. And Tom was talking to Mel Robbins. And Mel Robbins recently released a book called The High Five Habits. And so I want to address some of the things she talked about in there, because they really hit home for me when we coach and when we see people who go through our course yet still don't succeed or establish the dreams they want to achieve in their year or in their life necessarily. So one of the things to think about is we all have whatever we need already inside of us, right? It already exists. But the challenge is that all of us have a narrative that has been created by a program through our education, through parenting, through our environment, through our surroundings, through what we choose to consume on a daily basis in forms of news, a lot of different things that form this narrative that we have. And you really have to ask yourself, is your narrative about who you are, is it benefiting you, right? But what I mean by that, is it helping you move forward or is it hindering you and for progress? And this is kind of what Mel talks about. So first of all, let's establish a few things that are clear. Number one, everyone has dreams. No matter who you are, no matter where you are in life, we all have dreams. We all have aspirations. We all have things we want to accomplish, right? We all do this. Number two, we all have a narrative and a perceptual map of the world, and that's how we see the world. That has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with us. Number three, anything that you are not achieving right now, there's one thing keeping you from doing that, and that is your mindset. That is your narrative and your conversation that you have internally with yourself. And I'll give you an example. So on day one at Ninja, what we do is we help people establish what we call a life list. A life list are compelling things that you want to establish in your life, whether it be to give, to have, to do, those types of things based on family, recreation, and dreams about what you want to accomplish for the year. And then we sit down and we map out the amount of income you'd need to have to make those things happen. And the challenge is at that point in time, right then and there, typically that number is higher than anything that that individual has ever accomplished in their life. And so immediately their inside voice, their program will start arguing with them around how that's not achievable. And of course it will, because you've never done it before. So when we haven't done anything before, like if you've never accomplished something at this level, your brain starts to throw that scared mind, that scared voice at you. And it starts to try to talk you out of it, because we all as human beings want to be comfortable. The key to success is being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And so if we know this to be the case, what's amazing is we will spend all this energy and all this effort allowing ourselves to argue against the dreams that we want. And this is what Mel talked about in her book, is that it's amazing how many of us will simply start having conversations internally with ourselves about all the reasons why we can't do something, as opposed to what's the one driving force that's going to allow us to achieve that. And so I think it's really important that you understand how many of you, and be really aware of yourself on any given day, when you sit down or you are standing there in the morning and you're looking in the mirror and you're looking deeply into your own eyes, what is your narrative accomplishing? Is it allowing you to say, you know what, this is great, I'm going to do this, these are the things I want to achieve, and I really have a good focus and energy around what I'm going to do today that's going to move me forward? Or do you have a fear voice that just beats yourself up, that says, you know what, I'm not where I want to be, I don't like this? And really be aware. That's number one. So she talks about this in the book. The other thing that she talks about that I think is great is just a study on high fives. So think about a high five. When you give yourself a high five, or when you give somebody a high five, what are you telling it, right? When I high five you, I'm saying, hey, you're great. Hey, great effort. Well done, right? And we all know this. This is across the board. Everybody knows this. When you give a high five, when you give little kids high fives, they know what that high five is for. And there's actually a study done, and they were investigating this. And early on in the book by Carol S. Dweck, the book called Mindset, she talks about how we have different ways of speaking to our children, and we either speak to them in what's called a fixed mindset or growth mindset. And the Mel Robbins takes it even a step further. So let me just unpack the Carol S. Dweck piece first, and then we'll bring Mel Robbins into it. So Carol S. Dweck says that, you know, if you want to talk to your children with what we call a fixed mindset, then you say things to them like, you're so beautiful, you're so great, you're so terrific, you're so wonderful, you're so smart, you're so pretty. And the problem with that type of fixed conversation, if you will, and supporting them in that way, is that you're setting them up for failure, because what you're telling them is that they've reached the pinnacle of their success. So if I told you, you're the smartest person, you're so smart, you're only going to hit failure now, because we all know that there's always somebody smarter than us. There's always somebody who can do better than us. And so as soon as I find that person comes into my life, I now have failure because I'm no longer the smartest person. And so that's very much a fixed type of mentality versus a growth mentality, and changing the way your narrative is about yourself and the way people talk to children is to say, you worked so hard and your hard work paid off. You put so much effort into achieving this and it paid off, which now we're telling them is that they understand that anything they want to accomplish is never going to be easy. But if you work hard and you put effort into it, you'll achieve success, right? And so that's a great thing. Well, then, so first of all, it's just, how are you communicating with other people, kids and other people in your world? And are you setting them up with that fixed mindset or that growth mindset? But then Mel Robbins came in and said they did a study with children, and you know, they gave them a really, really hard task to complete. And the children that were given the fixed mindset response, that you're so smart, you're so great at what you did, they didn't really advance any further, because then they gave them another harder test than that. And they said, no, I'm going to stick with the one that I'm really good at. But the children that were told, hey, you know what, you worked so hard and your hard work paid off, they were willing to actually step out of their comfort zone and take that other test. But the kids that were simply just given a high five, meaning they weren't communicated with at all, but they just gave them a high five, they went on even further than the growth mindset kids. Because we all know that that high five, there's no words involved, but man, internally, it just says, you got this. I know I'm a musician and I play drums in a band, been in a band for 20 years. And the other night we had a show and our singer KJ just turned around and gave me a fist bump. And just without any words, without any communication, any way, shape or form, that fist bump said to me, man, you rocked that song. And what it did to me internally said, wait till you hear me play the next song. Right? Without any communication of any kind. So the point to all of this, and why am I telling you this story, and I'm going to get to it right now, is Mel Robbins says, in the morning, how many of you just in the morning look in the mirror and just high five yourself? the impact that has on you internally and mentally is incredibly powerful. As opposed to saying, wow, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I don't like this. I don't like that. La, 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 la. Instead, just high-five yourself. And what that's doing is that's actually programming your reticular activator to actually start seeing all the opportunities that live in front of you. Because when we have a narrative to argue against our dreams, all your reticular activator does is just proves it to you. Just says, hey, you know, whatever you say, whatever you want, we're just going to prove it to you and we'll find evidence of that. So if you said to yourself, well, I'm just not very good at this, or I don't think I'm going to be successful this year, then your brain just says, well, I guess that's what you want to do. So let's show you evidence of that, right? So it'll actually bring that into your life and you manifest that. And so going back to my main point is in our business today, we have this opportunity for untapped income, for incredible success in real estate. Yet we have people that go through our classes and they struggle because I'm going to tell you this. The one thing that's keeping you from success isn't that you don't know enough, isn't that you haven't learned enough, it's what are you saying to yourself every single day? What are you saying to yourself every single day about what you want and where you want to go? And how many of you focus on what you want versus how many of you focus on arguing against what you want because you have this past of whatever the past is that you haven't unpacked and figured out, hey, this narrative, this identity, this program that I have up to this point is not benefiting me. And if you think about it, what's interesting is this, is wherever you are today is based off the decisions and what you've chosen to do. And I'm going to say that again. Wherever you are today is based off the decisions that you have chosen in your past that have put you where you are today. If you want to be somewhere new tomorrow, change your choices, change your decisions, and really unpack your narrative and what you say to yourself. You know, it's interesting. Think about today. So just for a second, do this exercise with me. Think about where you are right now and think about anything that you possibly have regret in. And then go back and did you have an opportunity in your past to make a different decision at that time that would have changed the path of where you are today? And what you will find is that we all have that scenario. We all can figure that out. So guess what? You're in the same place again today. You're listening to this podcast today. You're sitting here. Is there something you can do right now today to change your course, to change your path based on a decision you're about ready to make? Because isn't that how life works? You know, we are where we are based on the things we've chosen to get to where we want to go. And so in her book, she really uncovers that. The other thing that I love that she talks about in her book is she talks about aha moments. And we have a lot of people that will say, I had an aha moment, or they'll be in one of our classes and say, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And aha moments don't mean anything. And I don't mean that you shouldn't have aha moments. They're great. But here's the challenge. If you have an aha moment, excuse me, and you don't take action on that aha moment, it's like somebody says, I took your class, and when you talked about time blocking, that's brilliant. And I had an aha moment. I don't time block. Great. And then I see him a month later. Did you start time blocking? No, I haven't had enough time to really sit down and time block, but I'm going to get to it. But man, it was such an aha moment for me. So aha moments are fine. It's enlightening. Your brain says, wow, that's something I can do. But the question is, how many of you are willing to take action on that aha moment and take action today? You know, the other challenge we run into is we go through these programs, we go through these courses, and then we wait 30 days to take action and we don't do anything. And we're right back to where we ended up. And then the last thing that I want to just talk about that she brought out of this High Five Habit book that I think is really, really impactful and it really kind of spoke to me is that the whole understanding behind, you know, we have these positive mantras where we just quote things, but the challenge with a positive mantra is that if you don't believe it, you can speak it all day long, but your brain is having a different conversation with yourself about it. And you're still in that negative space, right? You're still in that space. And she tells a great story in there about an individual who just never thought she was a good person. And then she misses a dentist appointment, right? And big deal. I mean, a lot of us would say, missed a dentist appointment? Absolutely. I don't like going to the dentist anyways. I'll just reschedule. But because she has an internal voice that says that she's not a good person, she turns it around and missing that dentist appointment just validates, see, look at, I'm not a good person. Look at, I missed my dentist appointment. I'm so horrible. And so one of the things that Mel Robbins says is that, you know, she's not ready for some positive mantra to say, no, you're a great person. I'm a great person. I enjoy being a great person. But what she can do is she can say, stop thinking about that. Stop thinking about that. Just change your thought to just not think negatively, but don't replace it with something positive. You know, and we can even look at Trevor Mowad, who wrote the book, you know, It Takes What It Takes, who is the mindset coach for athletes. And he has that whole concept of neutral thinking. This is what we're talking about. It's not replacing a negative with a positive. It's just going to a place where you just say, wait a second. Is that thought, is that narrative, is that thing that I'm thinking about right now benefiting me? And if it's not, stop thinking about it. You don't need to replace it. You don't need to have positive. You don't need to be feel good. Just stop thinking about it. Just change your thought process. The beauty of our brain is that we have this free will to just basically say, you know what? I'm not going to think about that anymore. I'm going to think about something different. So my point to this podcast today is simply this. We have this limited opportunity in our industry to be phenomenally great at what we do and provide epic client service and customer service to our clients and allow them to achieve their dreams and goals. Yet, we have a large population or industry that doesn't do it. And my point to this podcast is the reason why you don't has nothing to do with your surroundings, has nothing to do with people in your life. It has everything to do with you. It starts with you and ends with you. So if you want change today in your life, then ask yourself, when you look in the mirror, do you have a narrative that argues against your dreams, or do you have the mindset that is in favor of achieving your dreams and taking the actions every single day to allow you to get there? And I will tell you, read the book, The High Five Habit. Listen to the podcast that I'm going to drop in the show notes, the link to it, so you can listen to it from Impact Theory. It's a great interview with Mel Robbins. I highly recommend it. And listen to her stories, listen to what she says, and then really be analytical with yourself and asking yourself, where are you today? Where do you want to be a year from today? And here we are. This podcast is coming out in, so we're in what? Very end of September, going into October. And now's a great time for business planning. Now's a great time for figuring out, what do you want to do for 2022? What do you want to do for 2022? And I will tell you, these are a lot of things that we talk about in our coaching, in our Windermere coaching with our clients, is we want you to really not just have a great business, but also have a great life. And what we find is that we have to tackle mindset. We have to tackle how you're choosing to get up every day and run your mind. Your mind controls everything. So the more that you can really dive into that. And one thing that she does say in the book, and I'll just finish with this idea that Mel Robbins says, is that we all have chinks in our armor. We all have narratives that have some negative stuff that happened to us in life. And there's all different categories of how that happens and things that go on. And, you know, whether it's monetary, meaning we don't feel we have opportunity to make money. We don't feel that we have opportunity because we've been repressed. We don't feel because we've been racially discriminated against. I mean, there's so many things that we can all have bubble up to the top and say, this is why I can't. And what she says in there is, you know what? If that continues to be your excuse or your limitation and you want to argue in favor of it, then you get to keep it. And I got to tell you, that's not a place that I want to be. That's not a place that I want any of you listening to be. I want you to be in a place where you say, you know what? My past is not predictive of my future. I'm going to give myself a high five. I'm going to stop thinking about that negative stuff. I'm going to have aha moments and I'm going to take action. And I'm going to take charge of my life and live the life that I want to live. And in doing so, I'm going to help a lot of other people in that process, because success breeds success. And your true worth is determined by how many people you help versus what you receive, and really make a turn for the better. So again, thank you all for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Utilize some of the resources that we give you. Actually go in and look at the show notes, and I'll put some links in there to both her book and to the interview she did with Impact Theory. All right, everybody, as we always end these podcasts, be awesome and help somebody. Make it a great day. And thank you so much for listening.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you found it useful or helpful, please feel free to share it and also give us a rating. Also, if you think that Windermere Coaching might be right for you, please feel free to just look us up at WindermereCoaching.com. And we'll end by saying this: be awesome and help someone. Make it a great day.